Cycling is one of the most sustainable forms of transport and also one of the cheapest. So although it may not be suitable for every journey, if you can swap the car for the bicycle just a few times each week, you'll be helping the planet, your own health and your pocket. Alban Thurston from Sustrans has some top tips to get you started.
Have a friend, have a cycle buddy. Most of us have got bikes tucked away in a shed somewhere or something like that. Find a friend who you can go out and just poodle around the park with. Lots of people come back at different stages of life. I worked on National Bike Week on a stand, and there were some wonderful stories coming back there. Actually, particularly ladies of a certain age, let us say, coming back to cycling after various events in their lives. Both of them said that they needed a friend just to kind of take them out into a park to cycle around. One lady in her 60s, she'd had a very bad experience, a bad road smash, didn't in fact want to drive anymore. But with a friend, she just took herself out into a local park and the two of them poodled around for a little bit. That was her first way of cycling. I came across another lady, expatriate Swiss lady, raising three children in suburban London without a car, doing it exclusively on a bike. So find yourself a friend. Contact your council as well. It's worth ringing up your local council because a lot of them do still run cycle training courses to give yourself a bit of confidence on the road. Appreciate it. You know, it could be a little bit of an obstacle to climb like that. But once you've taken the first step or the first pedal, then the world is fundamentally your oyster.
Sometimes when you go out cycling, particularly in the beginning, other cyclists can be quite intimidating.
They can. Yeah, we're talking about the lycra louts and chaps like this. A lot of people do comment on that. You're absolutely right, Chantal. The most important thing, I think, is that simply by getting yourself back out on the road, you're influencing how other road users see you and see cyclists. There are many more cyclists back on the road now than there were kind of 5 or 10 years ago. In London now, they reckon that cycling went up 25% after 2005. So the more cyclists there are out on the road, at whatever varying levels of ability, fitness, speed, whatever, the more there are people like you out there. There are plenty of cyclists out there whose behaviour, you know, I certainly wouldn't defend. But by and large, we're a pretty friendly bunch. I don't know if there are any other forms of transport, certainly from myself, my own point of view as a commuter, where you can actually talk to your fellow commuters at red lights and chat with them and pass the time of day. Doesn't happen so much between drivers.
And how do you think the Olympics will change the way we view cycling, particularly in the capital?
Sustrans has got big plans for the Olympics, the first carbon neutral Olympics, and Sustrans is going to play its part in that. We've got an initiative called GOAL 2012. GOAL is an acronym, stands for Greenways for the Olympics and London. Under that, Sustrans is planning to develop another 1,000 miles of cycleways, cycle paths, what they call greenways, throughout the capital. It'll be leading from the main thoroughfares right back into people's networks. Big centre pointer of it is going to be another bridge over the Thames between the Dome and Tower Hamlets, pedestrian and cycle only bridge. They reckon that's going to cost anything about $15 million and upwards. I've seen the designs of it. It's absolutely beautiful. It's kind of curvy bridge. Huge potential. Obviously, it's a showcase on the world. It's going to be a showcase on how a major conurbation, one of the world's greatest cities like London, can turn itself into a sustainable transport city.
That's Alban Thurston.
Interviews from Passion for the Planet.
Copyright Passion for the Planet.
Listen to more interviews online.
Hear health, environment, lifestyle, personal growth and business experts when it suits you. This service is free. Register now at passionfortheplanet.com.
Find out more at passionfortheplanet.com.